cure time taken away if you had a fucking rotating table inside of a box that's completely sealed. I think I might do that. And we need to
go. Yeah, but I definitely need a more powerful light. I'm sitting there, standing there with the flashlight, just
wait. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was. It's been a while ago, but one of the dives that I was working on, I had to piece together some pieces, and the UV resin that I was using. That's exactly what I'd done, and I had to sit here in fucking place, holding with tweezers on one end and the flashlight on the other end, the UV light. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so fucking tedious, dude. Like, I hate this.
Yeah, but. The stuff I have Total Boat, and it is so thick that I can put it in almost vertically.
You'll have to show me what you got, because I've got miniature resin, which it's not miniature resin, it's best for miniatures. But yeah, we're live, so I'm going to go ahead and start the intro.
Oh, cool.
That's how we do it here at DV Radio. Everybody can hear our fucking shit that we talk about. DV
Radio. Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Bonerwood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Bo, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's going to be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this mother.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
And if you're at the very beginning of the show, that is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net, where we're live and then we go to podcast and Bo fucks up the scheduling. It's March 18th, 2023. I'm Boner Wood. I'll tell you about that scheduling bit in just a moment. Tonight, you've already heard him at the very top of the hour. We got JJ Joaquin Wata, PTS dog. It's the Watai Wood Turner himself. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm tired. It's been a week, but I'm good.
It's been a week.
Been working on my my super secret squirrel project, and
I cannot wait to work with you on that. When you were telling me about it, I'm like, yes, I know what we can do for this.
I'm so fucking excited. Like, I can hardly, it's hard to keep it a secret until it's time to announce it. Like, I'm just like, fuck.
Yep.
And it's going to be a year. I mean, this is going to take at least a year. It's going to be this ongoing thing. It's
minimum.
Gonna be involved.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it takes off the way I hope to have it take off, shit, me and pretty much everybody involved be set for life if it takes off the right way.
Right.
I'm serious, because nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
So no pressure, right? But
I know.
Do it right. It's got to be correct.
Well, not only do you have to do it right, my side has to be right.
Your side, you have to do it right. It's all, we've got to fucking pull this shit together and do it right.
Like, that's what I like about this project, is that it's not only one person who can fuck it up. Like, we all can fuck it up.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I spent Thursday, most of the day Thursday, with my chef buddy, who's a Marine veteran. His name's Mick, and it was exhausting. We were both fucking fried. Like, both of us were just flat out busted on Friday. We didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Because we literally brainstormed for 8 hours Thursday, just solid brainstorming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was crazy.
The first part of that task is a task in of itself. It's choosing and this, that, and the other. The second part of that task that you have planned, I'm like, fuck. Because when you told me, I was like, look, you need to really think about this.
No. Well, I figured it out. There will be 25 signed limited edition of each piece.
Right.
And so for an extra X amount of dollars, you can get
that piece,
the limited with edition that piece,
other piece
with the other thing.
Yeah.
So. it's so hard to talk about.
I know. It's hard not to talk about it, actually. Yeah.
Did I tell you the title?
No, and I wouldn't say it here on the air.
I'm not going to, but I'll type it in host chat.
Yeah. So speaking of projects, I've got to get my shit in order over here at my hobby desk, because I've got a few things I got to get out of the way, and I've actually got to get you to do something for me on your laser cutter.
Okay.
So, and I've had it planned out. I've just, between a certain pandemic and product and money and illnesses and other shit going on, I shut down everything, and I was like, yeah, we're not doing anything for a minute, because and I adamantly apologize to everybody that's waiting on their stuff, but it will get done, and hopefully it'll all get done this year. But it's just shit hit me hard, and I hate that. But I like that. We also
plays on words.
I know, I've seen that.
Like, damn.
We also tonight have somebody who's not been here in quite a while. He went on a adventure into the wilderness, and then he came back and said, "I need batteries for my mouse." And me and Oink lost it, and I don't know why. Like a few minutes before show starts, I'm like, hey, you guys ready? And then War Dog goes, I need batteries for my mouse. And we're like, why is that so funny? How you doing, War Dog? It's been a minute, brother.
He can't find the mute button.
I was about to say, is he muted? Unmuted?
Maybe he should have got one of them wind-up mouses.
He needed batteries for his mic instead. I don't know.
Also, what I did mention at the beginning of the show, was fucking up scheduling. Apparently, when I done the podcast, Barracks Talk and Affinity Protocol, I've done this going on 10 years now and still make mistakes. And apparently, I had it scheduled for like 6 months ahead of time to drop, to be published. I don't know how the fuck I done that. I don't know. But then I seen it and I was like, well, we're not releasing them on a show day. So it'll have to wait until Sunday or Monday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you will get the last Barracks Talk and Affinity Protocol. And I'm sorry. I really am. We just... I know we say this, I say this a lot. Shit's been happening. Every time I fucking turn around, something's happening. So I don't plan nothing in my head. I stopped planning things out loud. Fuck it. Every time I say I'm going to do something, I got to stop because something comes up. Anyway, War Dog, are you able to speak now? Oh, shit.
Nope. Apparently he gave his mite some of the mushrooms.
Oh, shit.
Bro, been off the air so long he forgot what button to push.
Well, there's a reason I made a tie-dye DV radio shirt. While War Dog's still figuring out his technical difficulties, how you been there, Oink?
Oh, you know, another day in the beautiful snowy Alaska. I thought that bitch was done snowing on us. Oh, hell no. She decided to let loose yesterday and today. So nothing like the farm got. I mean, we're only maybe 2 to 3 inches, but Jesus, you know, I thought this shit was done. It's fucking March. What's wrong with this bitch?
Yeah.
She's looking at a calendar. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I finally I finally called up Google in six the other day. One, I needed to get on Google's ass about getting something done. And two, I haven't talked to six in quite a while. And we called up and I'd called the farm first and it went straight to a voicemail like thing. It wasn't their answer machine. I was like, that's odd. So I called back and went to it again. I was like, fuck, what's going on? And I called one more time. I was like, all right, something's wrong. So I called six's cell phone and he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, that's a greeting for the six if I've ever heard one. And I didn't know that their power was out for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. Well, how long has it been out?
I'm not sure exactly how long it was been out, but I know that
it was a minute. Wow. It was a fucking minute. I'll tell you that.
In a minute, yeah.
And so finally I got through and Google was like, I was going to do that thing and then the power went out. And I was like, uh-huh, sure. Right. but we got that sorted out. And got to catch up with Six a little bit and catch up with Google a little bit. And he's still alive, thankfully. after that tree fell on that fucking, what was it, the pole? Fell on the pole, didn't it?
Yeah, the tree fell like perfectly right on the pole. At least the picture she sent.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, okay. Six is still alive. Good. At least he wasn't out there with a chainsaw.
Right? Get the chainsaw out of his hands. It's touching the pole. Fuck's sake.
Oh, shit. But yeah, we got to catch up and got to go over a few things. And as Six, Google said about Six, you know, he's been sick with some health problems and then just his normal pain issues that have been going on that they're trying to get worked out. And that's why you haven't seen him that's why you haven't seen him do any videos on the farm lately. And he can't, he barely wanted to talk on the phone, and that's not Six. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to talk. That's basically how it was. I think I talked to Google for most of that, pretty much the entire duration of that phone call. I mean, me and Six did talk a little bit, but I know something's wrong. You know, I know he's sick. I know he's hurting. So hopefully we can get him back on track soon and get you guys videos back out. And speaking of the DV farm and what's going on there, we finally got the DV farm septic system donation page back up. And if you don't know what that is, all you have to do is go to dvfarm.org and scroll down just a hair and it's right there. It does say, DV farm septic system. Click on more info and you'll be taken directly to that donation page. We are asking for 25 grand and you're like, oh, it shouldn't cost that much for a septic system. And as we have said time and time and time and time again, this septic system is not coded for present day. It was made a while ago. It was coded for then. And for anybody to touch it, they will have to redo the entire septic system so it's coded for today, which means it's going to cost more than $2,000, like some people love to tell us. It's going to cost anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000. So we're taking the minimum, and hopefully that'll be enough to help us get the septic system repaired and redone, and be able to open it up again for veterans and take them in, stuff like that. That's why we've not been able to do it. So we've had four donations so far, or no, eight donations so far. My fault. We've had four people say something on our donation wall. My favorite is fix your shitter. And I've talked to you about this company, JJ. I can't say their name because I keep forgetting how to say their name because I've only asked once, but it's the jerky guy.
Avant Formale.
There you go. I keep forgetting how to say it because I've only said it once and that was in my head. He said, December monthly donation from Always for Jerky. Sorry, it's so late. The holidays were rough here. Look, I know a lot of people are like, I wish I could give more. I wish I could do this. If you give $1 or you share us, that it goes a long way. I can't say it enough. We don't want you to put yourself in a position where you're going to be hurting or anything like that. We're not, you know, your midnight pastor. If you give to us today, we promise you, I declare to you that your prayers will be answered. And if you give me $50, you will be granted with $150 tomorrow. God will give it. I'm not going to do that. All right. I'm not. No. Mike says donation is being made in memory of Albert Cash, Eastham, Mass. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at the comment. I'm laughing at how stupid I am at reading right now, who recently passed away. And then Diane didn't say anything, but she did leave her name. Thank you all to who've given so far. I think, if I'm not mistaken, when you donate, it asks if you want to pay for the fees, as like processing fees, payment fees or whatever. It's really cheap if you do decide to do it. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. But you can give whatever you want. I think the minimum that's on there is 10, but you can put in obviously a custom amount. And I think the highest is 100. You could also give one time or monthly. If you want to give with a credit or debit card, you must go through that process on there and then set it up however it is, through there. You can choose to write a comment. You can choose to display your name or not. It's all up to you, but, this is the best way for us to raise money as far as the amount of money we'll get out of your donation, right? So if you don't pay the payment processing fee, it's not going to be a lot on us. Whereas if it was PayPal or somebody like that, it's going to be even more. So this was the cheapest route as far as bang for buck. Is that still a thing? Do people still say that?
Yes. And that'll love you a long time.
We call that human trafficking now. Well, I'm so offended.
Bang for your buck. Bang Brothers for your buck on Pornhub, the human trafficking website of the world. That's what's going on with that. And that's why it's set up. So it's there if you want to use it. If you don't, that's fine. We will also set up one for offline donations. We haven't yet, because like I said, there's been so much going on at the farm and with the power and all that stuff. And I need to get up with Google anyway. And then, excuse me, we'll go from there. That was nasty.
It's like chicken.
Dude, I had chicken teriyaki ramen earlier. So yeah, I taste a little bit of soy sauce and a little bit of chicken.
Oh, fuck.
Let me take a drink of my tropical punch body armor here.
Take another hit of that crack pipe here.
My superior hydration bottle. Love this shit, dude. I think, you know, body armor should hurry up and fucking sponsor us or something. Right. I do like stab them in or poke them in the ribs once in a while. I almost said stab them in the kidney. I do poke them in the ribs once in a while on Twitter. And I'm like,
hey, same, man.
Right. And I'll tag like Chris and Justin and Paul, over at Affinity. Cause all of them, they're like, dude, that's all I drink now is body armor. And I'm like, yes, one for Bo. And I'm like, do you guys think they should sponsor us already? And they always like it or retweet it or something. And I'm like, come on, body armor. Come on. We're waiting. We aren't asking for much. Just pay our bills. Oh, Sergeant Wardog, are you with us now?
Yes, bro.
Damn.
I'm finally here.
It took you a second to answer, and I was about to say, God damn.
Yeah, I know, bro. I'm sorry.
Shit, ain't no apologizing month, here. Just say fuck y'all. That's all. Just say fuck y'all. I'll get here when I want to.
Oh, nothing like that, man. The last month has been real painful. And then, you know, tonight, go to use the PC to log on the desktop. damn batteries are dead, so I got to run to the store for some double A's. And then freaking Wi-Fi issues. So, you know, been through all of that, but I'm here. Salute.
Dude, as soon as I read that message, Ask Oink, it came through. I read it and immediately started laughing. Like there was no pause, no suspense. I just started laughing. I don't know why. It was all I could imagine. I think I know what it was. In my mind, mouse is code for vibrator. I think that's what it is.
Oh, God. Come on, bro. Damn. Damn, I barely been on the air 5 minutes and you hit me with that.
Look, you and the family, bro.
In a good mood today.
You and the family, brother. Let me tell you. As soon as you opened that gate.
Yeah, I missed you guys. No bullshit. I missed you guys.
As soon as you stepped on to the dysfunctional ground, not the sacred ground, the dysfunctional ground, it was game on. It was game on. Yeah, man, we missed you. We missed it. Obviously, I try to make jokes when people aren't here. Like, he said, fuck y'all, and he ain't coming back, which it's all jokes, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in a good space, and I have to give you hell, man, because that's what family does. I don't give you hell unless I love you.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, you guys on this show are linked to my sanity, so hey, I'm back.
Wait.
Insanity or sanity? Did I miss a word there?
No, you missed a couple letters.
How not to be.
Yeah, as dysfunctional as we are, you guys are linked to my sanity in a very big way.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, the veteran family we all have.
We love you, brother. And like I said, we miss the hell out of you. And every chance I got, I'd make a joke about you or Six, or especially Google, because I knew she'd be on that night. And people would be like, is she coming on? I don't know if the woman's coming on. Her computer's always giving her shit. Like, but I'm glad to have you back. I felt naked without you here. I felt naked without you here, and I still feel naked because I probably am naked. But that beside the point. So, any updates you want to give us there, War Dog? Anything you've been working on, or anything you're looking forward to, or anything?
Oh man, I'm looking forward to seeing this TBI doctor out here in Dallas, and you know, just trying to get my ear pain, eye pain, and head pain. My head's sore to the touch. I'm just trying to get all that squared away, man, so I can get back rolling, because I haven't been able to deal with certain sound frequencies and all of that sort of thing. So that's why I couldn't be on the show. Hell, I couldn't even talk on the phone most nights to anyone, because it was just hurting my ears too bad.
Definitely understand that. I've been there before. I'm not going to lie. There's some nights that we don't have shows where I'm sick to my stomach because of a certain T word that I won't mention because JJ will lose his shit. But
God damn it. You suggested it. You fuck.
And actually me and my mom were talking about it, cause it was on the show. I can't remember the show we were watching, but it was in like a documentary esque show, and they were talking about it. And I was like, yeah, I've got that. And she was like, does it sound like that? I was like, it's a constant high frequency. It never goes away. And I said, some days are worse than others. Some days you just want to like take a pen and just jab it into your eardrum and make it stop. Like,
yeah. And some days it's dude, so fucking loud, it makes you sick.
Yeah.
I had an episode today, like for no reason. I just like closed the back door and turned around and it was like, whoa, what the fuck? It just hit like a brick. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I tune it out.
Oh,
some asshole on the internet mentions it.
I hate it when I try to explain it and someone thinks it's like your regular simple earache.
Yeah.
And then I get even more pissed off when I explain it to another veteran and they're like, you know, they dismiss it as though it's nothing. And it's like, come on, man, you know, from all those sound diagrams, gunshots and all that shit, some of the loudest and most devastating, man. So with me, you know, using M249 for a few of my tours, man, it's like between that and, you know, the same shit everybody else goes yeah. through with the IEDs or car bombs that might have been close to you or even, you know, unexploded ordnance and all that shit. If you're close enough, man, those sound waves and all that shit will fuck with you later on.
Yep. Yeah, for the Air Force, it's mostly the screaming fucking jets.
Yeah. Goddamn jets.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, with me and Rico, we've always had a music thing and we both have it. And it's, he has better hearing in his left ear and I have, or his right ear and I have better hearing in my left ear. So you put us together and it's two good ears. But, but I've got this thing where I hear better out of my right ear if somebody's talking to me. But it's muffled on my left side. Like it's weird. It makes no sense when you're talking about it. But if you're feeling it, it makes total sense. It's stupid. Yep. I know. And I think
I was just going to say for most Air Force people, it is your left ear that, you know, cause you always have to drive with mm-hmm. the driver's side of the vehicle towards the aircraft. So it's always mm-hmm. the left ear that fucking gets hammered by the sound. I mean, don't get me wrong, the fucking right ear, they can't hear shit out of it either, but because that's the side that the wife sits on and she says I'm deaf as fuck, so I mean it just depends.
I get so tired of watching TV with captions, oh my god. It's hard to follow shit sometimes.
What's that fucking gear that they came out with where When you shoot a blank, it goes off and that means you got killed or whatever in training.
Miles
gear. So we had that shit when we were training and we were in the Connexes. And I think I've told this story before, but there was a window in the Connex and the dude dropped the simulation grenade right beside me and I didn't know it. And my team gets out of the way. Good on them. Got my six, don't they? Anyway, they get out of the way and that motherfucker went off right at my side, dude, like right, like not even 2 inches away. And I just hear this ringing and I think it's my Miles gear going off. So I go out of the Connex and start pulling everything off and everybody's like pointing to me and what are you, you know, they're doing all these and I can't hear shit. I just hear this fucking ringing in my ear and like 5 minutes goes by and they're all like pushing me and like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And finally, my hearing starts going like, go back in there. Your Miles gear didn't go off. And I was like, it didn't. And I heard that ring continuously since then. And it sounded exactly like that fucking Miles gear right in my fucking head. And come to find out, I've got hearing loss in my right ear significantly. But
the VA determined that it's not service connected.
Yeah, and it's only 10% if you get anything. And I was
argued with the doctor. I got 10% for hearing loss, but mm-hmm. I was ready to throw down with that son of a bitch. I'm like, same. I spent 7 years on fucking carriers, and you're going to tell me that's not service connected? You could go fuck yourself.
They were trying to deny mine because I was a cook, and I was like, you can go fuck a duck in a fucking truck with a buck, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're a desk jockey in the military. You most likely have fucking hearing loss from something, motherfucker, from that fucking clacking or something. And I've always been bad for this and it's bad practice. I'm not telling you kids to do it. If you listen, you always need to wear hearing protection, but I've always been somebody that doesn't like to wear hearing protection when I'm shooting. I can't stand it. I don't know why. It's just something I
know. You know, I was that way until I repped your near drum and I wear it always. Yeah.
I think the only time I did wear it was when we done 50s. That's the only time I wore it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you up behind that motherfucking 50 and that bitch goes off, not only does it rattle your balls, it rattles your brain.
It rattles everything. I got to tell you, though, one of the loudest guns I ever fired, believe it or not, was a 22.
Really?
It was a Walther P-22, the little semi-automatic
pistol. Oh, the P-22. Yeah, those are pretty loud. That
fucking thing is loud as fuck.
Yeah, they are fucking loud.
And then the second loudest pistol I've ever shot was a USP.
Really?
Oh, my God. That thing's fucking loud. It's louder than a regular 1911. I don't know why it's louder than a standard 1911. It's 45 ACP, but the USP is a loud fucking pistol.
Is that the Heckler and Koch? Is that the
one?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever fired. I think I've seen people fire one. I've not fired one personally. I do.
I got to fire an issued, a special forces guy's issued USP, and it's a beautiful pistol. It's a piece of art, really. But it's loud as fuck. It was louder than my 357 Magnum. Loud as fuck.
I can't think of the name of the gun that I want. I seen it the other day, and it's like $1,400. But it shoots 9 and something else, and I think it has a 5-inch barrel on it. But the grip on it looks... No.
Is it a revolver or a semi-automatic?
It's a semi. Oh, fuck. I'll find it and send it to you.
It's something else?
Yeah.
Not 38.
No, special. I can't think of it right off the top of my head. I'll have to find it for you and show you. I don't think I can find it right now. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to find it right now because that definitely is not it. Anyway, I'll find it later and send it to you.
Yeah,
I have worn fucking hearing aids for the past 10 years, and I'm not even 40 yet. So I get incredibly pissed off when I have to go to VA audiology appointments, and I get all these comments about, you know, me being such a young man, being in there around everyone else and that type of shit. And I can think of one of the worst incidents that I think brought it all on is... I remember being stacked outside of a house in Fallujah, and a guy came out of nowhere with a 12 gauge to blow off the hinges on the top and the bottom. And when he did, I remember my ears ringing so loud to a point that I couldn't hear any of the guys behind me. I mean, it's a great thing that, you know, when you're in a stack, you can feel each other and all that shit. Cause I looked up, all I saw was fucking lips moving, and I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on, man.
Yeah, I shot a...
Yeah, 12 gauge will get you too, man.
I shot a... what was that?
So here's a weird thing, though.
Anyway, yeah.
So I ruptured eardrum firing a AR-15, which 223 is not loud.
Mm-mm.
I've got hearing loss. You know, I've had my bell rung a couple times. Jets, all of that. I get the T word shit right. Why is it every time I've taken a deer, no earplugs? You can't wear an earplug while you're out there sight hunting deer, right?
Mm-hmm.
No earplugs. You pick that rifle up, you put it to your shoulder, boom. And deer rifles are loud.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it it never has an adverse effect on me?
I don't know. I'm the same way. I was, when I got back, I zeroed the scope here at the house and I didn't get any ringing. I didn't have any whole fuck, my ear hurts, nothing. I shot that, 22 mamas, that revolver she's got. I've shot it at that 357. That's what I was thinking about. That little bastard's loud, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm the same way.
Maybe it's the adrenaline. Maybe it's just because when you see that deer and you're sighted and you know you've got the shot, at least for me, all of a sudden everything slows down.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in slow motion. I have all the time in the world to take a breath, set my aim, and you know, I just lock in and boom, and that deer drops. And maybe it's the adrenaline.
Yes, bro, I'd have to agree with that. Yeah, I think so too, man. Especially what you said about shit slowing down and you're so into it, because I'm the exact same way, and that's one of the few times I didn't even realize it till you said it. I don't feel it.
That's the thing. It didn't bother me on the range, but it bothered me outside of the range. Does that make sense? Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's just something. I mean, it has to be adrenaline. It has to be.
I don't think
there's any other plausible explanation.
Maybe it's psychosomatic. I don't know.
That's, hey, no. It could be brain therapy.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the only logical explanation I can find, because I'm like you guys. In one environment, it fucks me up. In the other environment, I'm completely fine. It's like I just came outside. not in a sexual way. It means I just opened the door. Went through the door.
Well, you are not wearing clothing. So
hey, look, the smell of gunpowder, that sound, that racking. Oh. Let me tell you, ladies.
Definitely a visceral experience. Yes.
And if you got the money to get a mounted 50 cal, let me tell you what. Okay. You won't need no toys. Anyway.
Oh. Hey, I'm a little curious, man. Since I've been gone, you still have that Fed listener following us around?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, where's the Fed?
The Fed has, well, it's changed now. Before we started the show, it was over 2 hours, and now it's down to 51 minutes. They must have reset. We got our listener over in Germany. We obviously got Mama P and Mr. Mirrors Mayhem, and we got Miss Stacy, and we got CV. I don't know who else we got listening. They probably using a VPN because they wouldn't want to get seen by DV Radio. Oh no. They afraid we're going to sell the information, even though they know we don't do that. Cause I'm going to tell you, if we sold y'all this information, we would not be needing money right now. And our bank account wouldn't have said $0.00. And that ain't no joke. Cause I just had to fucking give some of my money to DV Radio. Cause I was like, ah, damn. We heard now.
Hey, that Amazon smile is definitely in effect now, right?
Yes, for DD Farm.
Holy shit.
And all nonprofits, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Fuck you, Amazon. No. I mean, whatever. It was bound to happen. Just a matter of when.
Is the farm holding on?
It's a major hit.
I mean, we making it, but we still ain't got that $25,000 to fix the septic system.
All right.
You know what I mean? We ain't had to sell our ass yet. Yep.
Our barbecue's ass.
Oh, shit. Next thing you guys going to see on Ko-fi is a few extra pictures for a certain amount of money. That's right, Mirrors P. He did refresh, so it didn't look like he was listening. So, and you know what? It could be a she. We can't assume gender. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be a they, thee, zim, zee, zer. Who knows?
Right, we didn't see their pronoun.
Could be a fee, fi, fo, fum. Who knows? Today's kids have no fucking clue what fee, fi, fo, fum is. I just realized that. There's some poor bastard that just got out of AIT or fucking job training. They're like, what the fuck is fee, fi, fo, fum, fum, fee, fum? Something you get in your throat when you wake up in the morning? No, it's not phlegm. That's what some of these Zernerners sound like they've got when they're talking, though. Like, I need to stop. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lordy. Look who's 40. I don't know when Google's supposed to be in here. Supposedly she was going to be in here. What'd she say? Something about, oh,
she still said something about shoveling snow.
Yeah, shoveling snow. I'll be late if I make it. I just got home and we have a lot of stuff to do still. And then buying batteries for my mouse. Be right back. And then she came back and said, you can tell them we're still shoveling snow. So she probably won't be on tonight. Sad days for news.
Damn, I didn't get to hear the theme song.
We've been talking about while you've been gone. We were talking about that because when she would come on, I was like, "Do you want your theme song?" And she was like, "Why for?" And I was like, "Well, War Dog likes it." And she's like, "Well, War Dog's not here, so he's not going to miss it." I was like, "Okay, I'll put it in the podcast." Did you guys do anything for St. Patty's?
Bourbon.
Nope, not me.
No,
leprechaun. I made corned beef and cabbage and drank bourbon.
No leprechaun bowling or anything?
No. Fuck those guys. Short ass little motherfuckers.
Red bearded, redhead motherfuckers.
It was funny. I was telling you earlier about that Turner in Ireland that I've been talking with, and which, by the way, go to YouTube, look up Temple Boy Turnings, and just be in awe of this guy's mad fucking skills with multi-axis turning. He's insane. But he was hungover from Jameson's today, and I was like, oh yeah. I forgot it was St. Patty's.
That's great. That's great. Let me see. I seen somebody I'll follow. Who was it? Oh, Rakita Lal. He got a message from some left-wing, alt-left libertarian Marxist. And it says, please remove your St. Patrick's Day video from Rumble. Over 62% of Americans ignore that fake dumb holiday. Over 95% of the planet ignore that holiday. I'm going to get SPD abolished forever. You're a brainwashed fool because you are programmed to mention every holiday. I'm going to get your Rumble account deleted if you don't delete that SPD video. I am serious. And Rakita just goes, you're stupid. I was like, that's great. Rakita Law is a great, great channel to go watch if you haven't seen him. He is a lawyer, but he's fucking great to watch. One of the greatest lawyers to watch, I think, out there in YouTube land. He's not part of that law tube bullshit. He hates that shit. But him and N. Bailey, N. Runkle of the Bailey, he's a Canadian. He's a lawyer. He's actually a, I think he's firearms lawyer or something like that up in Canada. And he puts Trudeau down a lot, which is great. And there's a couple others that Rakita and you know, work around and work with, but those are my two main go-tos. If I want to watch anything lawyering, is that a word?
Lawyery.
Lawyering. Lawyering. I don't know. Somebody was like, you should check out Legal Beagle. And I was like, I did once, and he's a fucking dumbass. God.
Phone's ringing.
Yeah, people got a call during the fucking show every time. They know. Fucking
hey, Paul, your phone's ringing.
Nah, it's actually the main house. It's my aunt. I know it is. That's why my mom answered it so quickly. Oh, man. Gotta love my mom. She's like, Mom went to the doctor the other day, and she was going to get my aunt to go with her. But my aunt's been sick and down and all. And she kept asking her how she was doing and this, that, and the other. And then the day she was going to the doctor, she's like, how are you? And all this. She's like, I still feel exhausted, blah, 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 blah. And she had to work till 1, and my mom's appointment was like 1:45. My mom was like, yeah, I'll just go by myself. And so my mom comes home and she tells my aunt that she went to the, why didn't you tell me that you went to the doctor? I don't want to be blah. It's like, goddamn, you wouldn't have wanted to go. You'd have been too sick to go, right?
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Jason at Southern Vet Suites picked up a major sponsor.
Oh.
Tennessee Legend Distillery is now partnered with him.
I have no clue who that is, but congratulations.
Yeah, he's going to be supplying their their storefront at, there at the distillery, and other things. Like, apparently it's a big distribution contract, so we need to get him on, see how busy he's
I really miss him. I've been planning on getting him on, but I haven't, because I'm an idiot. Oh, dude, we may have to get in on his good side for real now, because they have Assassin's Creed.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, they have Assassin's Creed vodka and Assassin's Creed straight bourbon whiskey.
That's what I'm saying, is we need to get him back on.
Get on his good side.
I'm pretty excited for him.
Peppermint mocha cream liqueur. Orange creamsicle moonshine.
Nice. Wow.
White chocolate berry cream liqueur. Wedding bells cream liqueur. I'm sorry, I'm just reading all the fucking shit they got on their website. Yeah. They have a lot. Wow. I've seriously never heard of them.
Me either, but I'm excited for it. Apparently, it's like the second largest distillery in Tennessee.
Literally never heard of them, and they're just across the way.
I'm like, holy shit.
Well, they're
second only to Jack Daniels, I think.
Well, they got a nice selection there if you're a drinker over there or around here. They got
that alcohol.
Yeah. Nashville, Cookeville, Winfield, Dunn Parkway, and Newport Highway. And obviously they got a location list, but can't believe I've never heard of them. Yeah, we'll have to get him on. Not just for that, but it has been a minute since we've had a residential nut man come on DV Radio.
Yes, we have. We are lacking in Jason's nuts jokes.
Yes, we are. Severely.
Well, I know he's been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. No, he had actually picked his second job, so.
Yeah, he's been busting his ass, but he's trying to make making sweets full time. So
yep.
I can't blame him. That's a good business, dude.
Yeah.
Diabetic that makes sweets. Couldn't ask for a better fucking job.
Right? I can't eat anything I make, but
I'ma sure get you on my fucking team. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, that's great. I can see it.
Now. How does that work for taste testing?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
That's a good question.
He goes to his wife, sweetie, are these nuts salty enough? Add a little more sugar, baby. They're a little too sticky for me.
Jokes just write themselves.
Do you like these warm, salty, chocolatey nuts, or do you like these cold caramel nuts? I prefer the bourbon ones myself. Get a little protein and alcohol. Get drunk while I get loved. Oh, fuck a buck.
There's a story there somewhere.
Somewhere. And I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere. You can decipher it. I did forget to mention, however, up until the 22nd, you can get 20% off at the DV Radio store. Just go to dvradio.net and click on the DV Radio store. We got a lot of shit over there. Just go through it and buy it. Don't worry about it. Just buy the shit. All right. Help us pay our bills and keep the lights on. We're not the Motel 6. We will not leave the light on for you. They still do that.
Okay. I haven't heard from Tom Bodell in quite a while.
That was him, wasn't it? That's right. Oh, shit. We'll leave the light on for you. Damn, that was a day back in the day, wasn't it? Damn. You know, I ain't seen a Hojo commercial in a minute. It's Howard Johnson for you kids out there.
Nobody can afford to go anywhere these days.
That's all they ever put us up in was a damn hojo when I'd go to a fucking drill or we went any, actually when we were deploying, that's all they wanted to put us in was a fucking hojo. I remember one of my drills, they didn't have a hotel for me and I literally had to get Sergeant Lott, L-O-T-T. He was an E-5. I had to get his name tape and his name and his rank and put it on and go into a hotel and sign his name, Robert E. Lott. I'll never forget because they didn't have me a hotel. And he's like, give it to Wood. Oh my God. I had to forge it. And you know what? He's not the only name I forged when I was in.
Hey, don't say that on the air. The fuck's wrong with you?
Memories. You swore an oath to keep some secrets there, brother.
Statue of limitations is gone. We're all right.
Shit. It was him. Grown ass man admitted he let me do it.
Yep.
Sergeant First Class Ross let me do it. And I think the commander let me do it. And I was like, I felt so awkward when I'd go into any store or anything with their card and I would have to sign, like, I'm not one of those people. I don't do that. Like, I've done some fucked up shit, but foraging, identity theft, it's not Bo.
We wonder why the feds are on to us.
Right. And I'm sure they wondered why a captain was 5'8" and 150 pounds soaking wet. It looked like he was like 2 at the time coming into the PX with a credit card signing his name. And not this tall 30 something bald black man with glasses with a deep thunderous voice. That was my commander. Oh shit. But anyway, anything you guys want to talk about or get off your chest before we end here in about a few minutes?
Hey, I know I'm about a month late, but I wanted to hear, Oink, how was your Florida trip? Did you go to the 500 Daytona?
I did make it. I got down there and ended up getting like a sinus infection like the second day after we got down there. But I was like, fuck that. I'm tough into it. So, yeah, we did get to go to the 500. We took Monday off. I stayed at the room and everybody else went to Epcot. But yeah, if you like standing in fucking line, I mean, Disney's the place for you. Have at it. But little man enjoyed himself and that's all that matters. So yeah, we seen Disney and all the parks that they had, the Legoland and Kennedy Space Center. And, you know, the fucking weather was phenomenal. I mean, it was sunny and like 85, 90 the entire time we were down there. So I can't complain too much.
All right, right on, right on.
Right on, right on, right on. Matthew McConaughey. I just remember, excuse me, vividly the story he told about the time the cops showed up at his house and he was butt naked playing the bongos. That is fucking hilarious to hear him tell it. Because the whole story basically revolves around him having a few tokes on a certain herbal medicine. And he's like, man, it's the Texas heat at night, man. You just gotta be free. I got declothed. And he turned on something. I forgot what the song was or the musician. He's like, I just got in the moment, man. Didn't hear them at the front door. The next thing I know, I have got my jewels up against my fireplace with a man's gun in my back. I was like, wow, a naked Matthew McConaughey playing the bongos in Texas in the middle of the summer at night getting arrested. Oh shit. What about you, JJ?
I don't know. I'm right now I'm just trying to survive fucking pollen.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like that 2 weeks where it was like 70 and gorgeous and incredible, right? And then it got cold as shit again. And now it's warming up again. And the pollen is going berserk. I'm literally sitting here. My eyes are watering. My nose just keeps that. It's just like, fuck me.
I had to get my mom to get me that saline shit because I'm done. I was like, I would just salt the fuck out of my nose right now. I don't care.
I mean, I've been in the South for this is be my seventh spring out here, and this is by far the worst. It's kicking the shit out of me. I am doing some fun stuff in the shop. Like I said, we were kind of talking about it ahead of time, my super secret project. I hope that I will be able to make an announcement about what it is within the next 2 weeks. I hope. It depends on how some things going on. Snafu, this collaboration is going to take at least a year, if not longer. This is a long-term project, and you'll understand why when I launch it.
Yep.
But I've been so... my chef buddy and I spent all day Thursday together going through things and working on it. And, as many questions as we answered about how we're going to put this together, we created just as many questions.
Yep. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So, but it was also an incredibly productive day. So I really can't say much more about that.
It'll give everything away.
The reason I don't want to drop it is because nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, honestly, I don't want to give anybody enough information to take it out from under me.
Honestly, I would wait until we're halfway through the process to tell exactly what it is. But if you want to talk about what the overall thing is, like the main piece in 2 weeks, then yeah. But the limited edition aspect, I would wait.
Yeah, that's definitely going to wait, because I've got to take the time to make that stuff. That's time consuming, you know?
Yep. I know.
And I'm going to be doing craft shows and shit as well. So I can't lose sight of the fact that I need products for those. Yep. In fact, I'm doing a big one at the end of April, up on the north, just north of Greensboro.
Oh, nice.
And it should be a fairly big deal. In fact, I need to contact them and make sure that they got my, they're supposed to touch base with me about, talk to me about my business and stuff, because I paid them money so that I could vent there. And they wanted my logo. So I need to touch base with them on Monday morning and see if they need a write-up or something.
I got you.
But I don't know. I mean, if this project does what I hope it will do, it will change landscapes in regards to both the wood turning community and the other community, which, if I say it well, I was hanging out with a chef. So you can do a little bit of math.
That's as far as you need to go with that. I honestly can't wait to help work on that with you. And I know it's going to be fun either way.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Regardless, if it blows up and, you know, gets a million subscriptions on YouTube, that's great. And if it just stays in a small community,
either way,
it doesn't matter, because it really is a product of the heart. So regardless of how it goes, which direction it takes off, everything about it is absolutely part of who I am today.
Yeah.
So I think regardless, because I will be pouring my heart into it, it's going to be very rewarding whether I get paid or not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. 110,000.
But I do kind of have a timeline. I do have a timeline. My mom is 75 and she'd like to see it done before she's gone.
Yeah.
So 18 months outside, I've got a, there will be a crunch time in about 9 or 10 months where it's like, fuck, we got to get this done.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because time flies. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of what my plan is to do maybe one or two per month through the summer, but then come fall when the craft fair season starts slowing down, I will start really focusing on cranking out pretty much nothing but that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my plan is.
All righty, Mr. Wardog, what you got for us, brother?
hey, I accidentally almost needed another retreat in the psych ward due to all the pain I was going through. So if you're running into any type of shit, please do not hesitate to dial 988 for any mental health crisis.
100,000%. Don't forget, we got 20% off now until the 22nd of this month. That's March 22nd here at DVRadio.net. Just go to the DV Radio store. I will get Barrett's Talk and the Affinity Protocol podcast up within the next couple of days because I fucked up the scheduling for that. Oink. There's one last thing that we need to get out for all of our listeners listening to us tonight or on podcast.
That is true. If your March Madness bracket took a shit because Purdue lost and so did Arizona, hey, don't fear. If you need somebody to talk to 24/7, there is somebody available. Look over at objectivezero.org. Find that ambassador that fits your MOS or your gender or whatever the case may be. Sort by many of options that are on there and feel free to talk to them about a plethora of anything. I mean, they're there for you. That's the thing. There's always somebody there willing to talk to you no matter what. Again, objectivezero.org, or hey, download their free app for your Android or iOS device. It may just save your life.
That is 100% correct. I can't believe he used the word plethora. I think that's the first time I've ever heard him use that word, but that's okay. It is oink. I love him to death.
We're just trying to go with the other big words we heard earlier today.
Do you know what the word plethora means?
Plethora. De nada, man. De nada.
No, jefe. I did not think so.
Remember when I was in Cabo, I don't speak a lot of Spanish, but I speak enough to get me by. And me and my then wife go to buy something and the cashier gives me my change and all and this, that, and the other. And I replied back and she was like, oh, very good accent, sir. It's like, I didn't know what to say. I was just like, gracias. And I walked on because I'd never in 1,000 years thought I would hear that, not only from a native Mexican, but while I'm standing there with my wife, and it was almost like the lady was hitting on me. I was like, I don't know how to take this right now. But anyway, for Oink, JJ, and Wardog, I'm Bonerwood. This is Barracks Talk that you just heard right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next week, Foxicles, be good and bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Radio.